How do you talk to Jehovah's Witnesses when they defend their position based on their own version of the Bible? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, where do we go from here?
John, Jehovah's Witnesses believe God uses the Watchtower Society to communicate truth to God's people, and they published the New World Translation in 1961. However, the organization has been guilty of many errors and false prophecies, and respected Bible scholars rejected the accuracy of this translation. Dr. Bruce Metzger called it a perversion and distortion of the biblical text.
So where exactly are some of these problem passages, Alec?
Jehovah's Witnesses do not believe Jesus was God, so relevant passages have been revised to fall into line. John 1:1 no longer reads, "In the beginning, the Word was God," but "In the beginning, the Word was a God." There's no grammatical justification for this. The Greek word proskuneo is translated worship. Wherever it's used in relation to God, then it's changed to obeisance, a lesser term, whenever it's used in relation to Jesus. But it's the same Greek word. John 10:33 in the New World Translation reads, "The Jews answered Jesus, 'We are stoning you, not for a fine work, but for blasphemy, even because you, although being a man, make yourself a God.'" Again, the text should read God, not a God, and there's no justification for making the change. And the verse speaks for itself. The Jews understood what Jesus said loud and clear, and that's why they wanted to stone him.
And that's why you should be a regular listener to Reason Why with Alec McClellan, ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, head to reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.